Hi, this is Alan on the series, podcast series, After the Trumping. The discussions I have about what we do once the T-Rump leaves office, which, as I've said repeatedly, is becoming clearer and clearer that it's going to happen in January as President Biden takes over. But this is episode 50. And my thought was just to give a little bit of insight into what's been happening lately and why I started this podcast. In particular, I really believe that when the T-Rump was elected improperly, using an old, outdated, racist system to take the victory away from what I call President Woman, President Hillary, since many people didn't like the idea of a woman following the first black president. My real thought was that the T-Rump's efforts were mostly guided by just a feeling that he had. He didn't know what to do. Many stories suggested he didn't know because he didn't expect to win. So what he was doing was essentially more accidental. Just, this is my philosophy, go see what happens with it and whatever. So this website or this podcast series is designed to look from sort of that perspective and do an inventory of the damages he caused, and then to calculate what it's going to take to recover from that. It will not be easy. It will be hard to fix all of the problems that he caused because so many of them were caused through sheer ignorance and a lack of intellectual foundation, if you will. There's no rhyme or reason to what he did, so it's hard to go back and just to undo it. Plus, other politicians are going to say, well, now that the issue is open, let's fix it, let's make it better, whatever. With any luck, both houses and the presidency will belong to Democrats, which will make it much easier. But even there, it will still be necessary to do some things that require controversy and debate within the party to make them happy. Now, however, I'm looking at it slightly different. Today, I heard that the Trump administration has said that it will not even participate with the World Health Organization in looking for treatments and vaccines because of the T-Rump's paranoia about who, and because of the T-Rump's fanaticism about what he calls America First, I guess. That he simply doesn't trust anybody else to do anything. He's going to do it alone. And other countries of the world are beginning to take that seriously and going ahead without us, leaving us alone. That's a bigger problem. It's a huge problem. Clearly, once Biden gets into office, he will be able to use his credibility to correct some of that. But now we're getting to the point where we'll have to take the damages done internally, take them outside of our country to other countries, and use that opportunity also to figure out how we can make things better across the planet for everybody. I don't even get into the details of what it means for things like climate change and the destruction of the planet because they're so big. And my goal in this podcast series is to get you folks talking about it, making suggestions, and helping come up with the solutions based on a really big assessment of all that went wrong and where we can go from here. So that remains my goal, but I'm very much worried about what's happening now that the T-Rump has pushed the WHO away and has decided that it truly is beneficial for the U.S. to be alone, isolated, and not in a good way, not in a social distancing way, but in a politically foolish way. So that's the thought for the day. Thanks for listening. I'll write something about this on TrumpTalesBlog.wordpress.com. I appreciate you all listening. Have a good weekend.